invest and will get converted into equity at the end of 1 year. How much stake will the investors get after 1 year when this conversion happens? The stake will be dependent on the actual revenue that TerraMan makes at the end of 1 year. Effectively, what we have done is postponed determining valuation to the next year. By doing this, the valuation is now dependent not on the projected revenue, but the actual revenue that TerraMan makes. On day, when the investment happens, the founders and Lion Capital agree on three things: the investment amount, the instrument, and the revenue multiple. After 1 year, we see that TerraMan makes 10 crore in revenue. At this point, the 3 crore debt will get converted into equity at a 20 crore valuation. This means that the equity stake that Lion Capital gets is 3 crore divided by 20 crore, which is 15%. Now imagine two different scenarios. The COVID-19 pandemic has struck and the business comes to a halt. TerraMan has only been able to do a 1 crore revenue by the end of the year. This means that the valuation will only be 2 crores. This is lesser than the funding amount of 3 crore. This implies that Lion Capital will end up acquiring a 100% stake in TerraMan. This doesn't make any sense for both the founder and the investor. The other scenario is that TerraMan does exceedingly well and makes a 50 crore revenue. In this situation, the investor will end up getting an insignificant stake of 6%. This is not lucrative for Lion Capital at all. To protect both the investors and the founders' interests,